USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is standing with the people of Cuba protesting the government. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters the administration will continue to assess how they can directly help the people of Cuba. With details on the protest, we turn to Lance Pry in the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau.
Thousands of Cubans marched in Havana and elsewhere on the island Sunday to protest food shortages and high prices amid the coronavirus crisis in one of the biggest anti-government demonstrations in memory.
We are here for the repression because they are killing us with hunger, the houses are falling, and we have no homes. They have the money to build hotels while letting us go hungry.
Top commander in Afghanistan, Army General Austin Scott Miller, is stepping down from his post in Afghanistan on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's military is under attack from the woke, anti-Christian far left. Even our top generals are ignoring the threat. Now, Grant Stinchfield exposes the real dangers. Tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax. Stinchfield and Newsmax are telling you the truth about the far left's real agenda and Joe Biden's policies. That's why millions are tuning into Stinchfield and Newsmax. And Newsmax is the only major news network carrying President Trump's rallies live. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them, tell them you want it, or you can switch. Watch Newsmax on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Plus, download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching now. Newsmax has become one of America's biggest news networks, as Americans like you switch to a trusted news source. Every weeknight, watch great shows with Grant Stinchfield, Greg Kelly, Cortez and Pellegrino, Rob Schmidt, and a lot more. Newsmax is real news. Watch it.